This is WLVR. I'm Brad Klein. Grover Silcox is a familiar voice to WLVR listeners who hear his observations weekend mornings. He's hosting a fascinating television special for Veterans Day, which will air on our television partner, PBS 39, tonight at 7 o'clock. Thanks for dropping by, Grover.
Well, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me, Brad.
The special is called Victory in the Sky. It's about the 8th Air Force, which fought over Europe in World War II. Let's hear just a little bit from the show.
Those who fought our wars often describe the unspeakable terrors on the battlefield. But imagine a battlefield 22,000 feet in the air.
There are two authors that you speak with in the show. Both bring a wealth of knowledge about the 8th Air Force. First, tell me about Yvonne Caputo.
Yvonne Caputo is an educator and a psychotherapist. But her story is a very personal one. It's about the relationship she had with her father, who was in the Army Air Force in World War II, in the 8th Air Force, and never spoke about it. And after his wife had passed, he was an elder gentleman, he mentioned one of the experiences that he had to Yvonne. She had always wondered why he was so emotionally unavailable. And so that moment served as an opportunity for her to really start to understand her father. And once he broke the ice, he started telling her all kinds of things. It was story after story after story, and much of it the trauma that he shared.
Let's hear a little bit from the show.
Sure.
I said, so tell me about the Messerschmitt. And he said, oh, honey, they were so fast. Right. Our gunners couldn't trail them.
The first jets.
We were flying in these solid formations. We couldn't move. And he said they could come over us, they could come under us, and we were sitting ducks.
So putting that in context, it's a terrifying moment. As you say, 22,000 feet in the air.
Yes. Not only that, but her father, years later, at an air show, turns around, and there is one of the Messerschmitts, the jets. And he dropped and fainted and was completely out for a couple minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
He was experiencing the trauma that he had when he first encountered these jets 22,000 feet in the air.
We would call it PTSD.
Yes.
Of course, they didn't really have the term for it after World War II.
Frequently, they called it battle fatigue and tried to really brush it off to get them back into the fight.
The other author is Donald Miller, who wrote Masters of the Air. He brings more of a big picture point of view to the story, right?
He gives you the big picture, but he also weaves throughout personal stories from the training to the first encounter with German fighters and flak, which was terrifying. But he's really a treasure for the Lehigh Valley because he is an internationally renowned historian and author and a professor at Lafayette College.
This got very personal. You could see the eyes of German pilots as they're coming in at closing speed to 600 miles an hour. You could see their faces.
Miller's book is being produced into a television series by a couple of promising young filmmakers, Tom Hanks and Steven Spielberg. What can you tell us about that?
So they're recreating dramatically what's in his book. When he went over there to the set, he couldn't believe it. They had built an entire air base to replicate the typical air base for a first Air Force group.
When might we actually see that television adaptation?
This will be a 10-part series on Apple TV next year.
You know, there are some amazing stories in your program. And for Veterans Day, it really makes you think about that time in the mid-20th century when so much was at stake. I'm so glad that you're bringing that to us.
Well, it's really an honor to be able to do it. The campaign that they waged was pivotal in destroying the Nazi war machine and bringing the war to an end.
And I know on a personal note, like Yvonne Caputo's father, your own father served in World War II. Am I right about that?
He did. Actually, Don Miller's father was in the U.S. Army Air Force, and my father served in the Pacific in New Guinea with the 5th Air Force.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Grover.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Grover Silcox is hosting a Veterans Day special on our television partner, PBS 39. It airs tonight at 7. Take 5 with Grover Silcox can be heard on WLVR Saturday and Sunday mornings.